Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your day with us. Hopefully today will be a great opportunity to get out and get some yard work done and maybe get that garage cleaned out before winter gets any closer. And perhaps it's an opportunity to sit and enjoy some college football. Whatever your plans for the day, we wish you a pleasant weekend. We come to you this morning from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studio in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce in downtown Sioux City. And on behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by a couple of first-time guests making their debut on Grow Siouxland and representing Reds. And we're going to learn all about Reds in North Sioux City over the course of the next half hour. We have Pamela Helt, who serves as the Human Resources Manager, and Richard Kenninger, who is the Director of Operations. Pam and Rich, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're glad to be here.
We're thrilled to have you in studio and very, very excited for all of the really, truly incredible things that are taking place at Reds. And over the course of the program, we're going to learn more about the company. But as we do each Saturday morning, Pam, I'd like to begin with you. Tell us a little bit about where you're from.
Well, actually, I grew up in a very small town over in central Iowa, of Fonda, Iowa.
No way.
Very small.
I was in Fonda 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
I know Fonda. I know OLGC.
Oh,
my mother is from Fonda. I swam in that pool.
Yeah,
I participated in the 4th of July competition at the ballpark.
We have a huge heart in Fonda, that's for sure. So.
And you grew up in Fonda?
I did.
So I'm going to knock your socks off.
All righty.
My aunt is Rhonda from Fonda with a Honda.
No way.
How small is this world?
That put us on the map for many years. That's correct.
Well, it's exciting to meet someone from Fonda, Iowa. So you had to be a good athlete because everybody from Fonda is good at baseball and basketball and everything else. It must be something in the water there.
I think we grow those athletes. It's a lot of hard work, determination, and a lot of effort. And there's a lot of times that we actually will take that time to extra practice, you know, and
things. It's a tremendous community. And obviously, the young people that come from Fonda are raised with a tremendous work ethic and a lot of discipline, and it's manifest in their success year after year after year in so many different sports down at the state meets in Des Moines, and I guess not just basketball, but now we have state tournaments throughout the state, and it seems like Newell Fonda is always very well represented.
That is correct, and we have a lot of banners, which are fabulous, and they just show our pride, and you'll hear our football team even when they're running on the field. The chant is pride, pride, pride.
So tell us, after your education and finishing high school in Fonda, Iowa, what was next for Pam Helt?
Well, I actually went to college over in Fort Dodge and then moved down to Missouri. And I thought I wanted a different path and came that maybe that isn't the path I want. Back to the hometown area and did some coaching and worked with special needs children for a while.
Oh, very good. Did you find yourself in the Siouxland area?
Well, I was actually working for a different food enterprise, and this opening became available, and Rich and I met up and we talked, and actually it just kind of fit. We have a lot of the same beliefs. Rich and I are very similar in a lot of our like thinking and our people first and how it's about our people. And that was just amazingly felt great. Felt like being at home.
Well, I'm very, very happy to hear that. And Richard, want to have the same conversation with you. Tell us about where you grew up.
Well, I also grew up in a small town in Ohio, a town called Minster, Ohio. It's a small community where we have a small Oktoberfest every year. It's a German community and roughly 2,500 people in the town. So this is very familiar being in this area as well, as it's a very small town area as well.
What part of Ohio is Minster located in?
It's in the west central Ohio, just about 50 miles north of Dayton, Ohio, just on the Indiana border. The entire state is one big Buckeye state, as we call it, the Ohio State Buckeyes. So many people ask, what is a Buckeye? It's actually it's a nut. They grow on trees in Ohio. They're all over the place, but very proud to grow up there, and it's one where my family's still there. We go back as often as we can.
So I must ask, are you a Buckeye fan?
You have to be. It's like a card. They give you a card when you're there and you go to school there, and so yes, absolutely.
Well, you guys had a couple of weeks ago. You had a pretty successful start to the football season with a big signature Saturday night full national coverage on ABC game with the Fighting Irish, and it went your way.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of those things where. Where the Ohio State team, they always look strong throughout the game and came up with a big victory that night.
Well, and it's interesting. It looks like your rivalry with Michigan is intensifying. After dominating them for the better part of a decade, Michigan finally snuck one, got a victory, so maybe that rivalry has been renewed.
That said,
you grew up in a small town in Ohio. What was next for you, Richard, after high school?
Well, I went to school at Ohio State and started there, and at the same time was working for another food manufacturing company and helped that company move to another state and kind of really moved in different areas of the country, staying in food manufacturing, but really focusing on really the people, how to grow people, how to grow manufacturing, and went into the leadership areas of those companies. And it took me, been blessed, it's been taken all over the country of different food manufacturing places, and I've been able to grow from there.
Well, it's really an interesting organization that you've joined, and we're going to get to know all about Reds, which is a very prominent national food processing company focused on burritos. But before we get there, Richard, tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, my wife and I have three boys that are married and have families of their own. So we're here in Sioux City. They live. We have some in Ohio, some in Texas, and have seven grandkids.
Seven grandkids. Yeah. You're off to a great start. Yeah. And Pam, tell us a little bit about your family, if you'd be so kind.
Of course. So we have a blended family of six. We have two girls and four boys, big military family. I have four grandchildren.
Thank you for, is it your service or a spouse's service, children's service?
All of my children almost. So
is that right?
I actively have one in Germany right now and one, he is in the army with two of my grandchildren, which that didn't go over so well.
Right. Grandma wants to see those grandkids, and Germany's a long way to go.
Long way to go. And a Marine in San Diego who just got off a boat and is going back on a boat here shortly.
Semper Fi.
Mm-hmm. And another Army Reserve. So, yeah, we have lots of military, and the kids are active and busy, and our youngest one graduates from college in May. Yay.
Well, congratulations, and our sincere thanks, a debt of gratitude from the Siouxland community for all the men and women who serve in our armed forces. It takes a tremendous commitment, sacrifice, and a great deal of patriotism to put on the uniform of our armed forces and defend freedom around the globe. And when you say that you have three children doing that, it takes a strong mom to do so. And so kudos to you, and we salute you. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM. 94.9 on the FM dial. We're visiting with Pamela Helt, who serves as the Human Resources Manager at Reds. Reds is a burrito manufacturing / food processing operation located in North Sioux City, South Dakota. Joining Pamela this morning is Richard Kinninger. Richard serves as the Director of Operations. And in the last minute and a half before we go to commercial break, tell us a little bit, big picture, about what Reds does.
Well, Reds All Natural is a as you mentioned, a food processing company. We manufacture frozen burritos in a natural space. We're also a breakfast sandwich company. And over the last 5 years here in North Sioux City, we've really taken it from a small a small company that was doing a lot of co-manufacturing prior to really a growing business year over year. So we're happy to be in the North Sioux City area, and we want to continue to grow the company and grow the team members and expand the product portfolio.
And Pam, if memory serves, the company started in the South. Is that correct?
That is correct. Out of the Franklin, Tennessee area. Our owner, CEO, Mike Adair, great man, had a vision. His wife made some amazing burritos, and he said, you know what? I think we can do this. They're healthy. They're filling. They're just wonderful burritos. And so that's where it started.
Started in Franklin, Tennessee. How many plants do you have at this time?
Actually, only the one. North Sioux City is our only plant at this time that we're producing at.
And we're thrilled to have you in our community. As I said a moment ago, you're listening to Grow Siouxland. And after a short commercial break, we're going to return to visit with Pamela Helt and Richard Kenninger and learn all about Red's All Natural. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Our guests on the program today are first-time guests on the Grow Siouxland radio program, representing Red's All Natural, Pamela Helt, who serves as the Human Resources Manager for this operation in North Sioux City, South Dakota, and her colleague, the Director of Operations, Mr. Richard Kenninger. And Richard, just before we went to break, we started to learn a little bit about the company, started in Franklin, Tennessee, found a great place to manufacture, or as some say, produce, process their products, a line of burritos and breakfast sandwiches. This is the only operation for Red's anywhere in the world, although you can find the products all over the place, correct?
That's correct. Yes, we are nationwide in several major food market chains. We're nationwide at Costco, locally here at Hy-Vee, nationwide at Target, Albertsons, Wegmans in the South, Publix in the Southeast. So we're nationwide with many of our burrito products as well as our breakfast sandwich products.
And when you find the Red's product in the grocery store, sometimes you might have to look somewhere you didn't expect. Is that right?
That is correct. We are a specialty brand that a lot of times you have to look in the health food section because we are an all-natural product. We have a lot of organic products as well. And so 9 times out of 10, you'll find us in a healthy food section of the burrito or the frozen food aisle.
Pamela, for those who are looking for your products, where will they find them in the Siouxland metro market?
Well, we are actually in Target, Hy-Vee here as well, Costco as well, if you know we go a little bit outside of the area. But those are our major ones here in this area.
And for those who are not familiar, these are frozen products that you can put in a lunchbox, you can have in your freezer at home, basically need a microwave and they're ready to serve.
They are fantastic. And those toaster ovens that are coming out and they're the new wave, those are great. If you put them in the toaster oven as well, microwave, oven, anything. Our breakfast sandwiches are actually keto. So if we got people out there that are on that keto diet, we do have a breadless Eggwich is what it's called. We actually patent the name Eggwich, and it's a fantastic product.
So, Pamela, let's stay with you for a moment. You have responsibility for human resources with Red's All Natural. This is your only plant, your only food processing location in the United States, actually anywhere, because right now you're a domestic producer. You have a very distinct workforce. Tell us what's special about working at Red's.
Oh, my gosh. From the minute you step into the environment, you feel it. It is a family environment that just has this people first care for each other. these individuals that work for us, they're amazing, and we could not do our day-to-day without them.
How many employees do you have at this time?
Just under 300.
So a much larger operation than I think many would realize. And one thing that I think is incredible that you shared with people in a public forum recently is there is quite an interest in becoming a member of your team. Is that right?
That's true. We actually have a waiting list for our day-to-day production.
So folks, let's hear that again. You have a waiting list.
Yes.
In the midst of a workforce crisis where everyone seems to be looking for labor, you have a waiting list of people who are eager to join the team.
I would say we are truly blessed, because that is correct. We have a amazing sense of people, an amazing sense of family, and there's a lot that goes into this, but yes.
So, Richard, as the director of operations, how often, I mean, after a career in this field, how often have you seen a waiting list for people to join a company?
Honestly, this is the first company that I've ever had that. As Pam mentioned, when you step into the plant, it's a different plant. It's a different culture. And we try to foster that culture as much as possible, and which helps really bring folks and spread the word and bring folks into the plant because they know what they're going to be walking into. They've heard so many good things about the company and about the plant, about the product. From folks that they know that work at the company, and it is very rare.
How are operations going in North Sioux City? Okay, we know that you have a waiting list for employees, but how have you found, as a director of operations of the Siouxland Metro, in terms of work ethic, productivity, all those things that matter so much to you?
It's really one of those things where it is, again, very rare that you find a workforce that's so committed, so dedicated, so loyal to the company and to each other, and want to grow. We continue to set new records of productivity on a daily basis, and we celebrate those. And that's what makes the culture so special, because we do something, have those celebrations. Folks are asking, how did we do yesterday? And it's really something they take a lot of pride in.
It's great to hear. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, representing Red's All Natural, Richard Kinninger, who serves as the Director of Operations, and Pamela Helt, the Human Resources Manager. And you mentioned briefly, right before the commercial break, Pam, that the founding of the company was really Mike recognizing that his wife was onto something. Tell us about how this company grew.
So definitely, he started it very small, making those burritos, and then actually going out, and he had a van, not a food truck. We kind of joke around that was the pre-food truck, and he had a van, and he was actually going around and selling the burritos. And he's like, you know, I can do this. I can do this on a larger scale. And he started looking around of where would be the best place to actually grow, and he settled on Sioux City, South Dakota. And he's like, this is the perfect spot. You know, not only does the state have wonderful things, but the people, you know, the people are going to help me grow this as well. And so he settled on Sioux City, South Dakota, and we still have our corporate office in Franklin, Tennessee, and it's worked out great. And we've grown from, I believe there were 5 people in the first year to 15, and it's very hands-on, right? Because we are a very fresh, organic, healthy food product. And there was like 5 to 15, and then we grew to 50, and now we're just under 300. So in that short period of time, we started here in 2017. So in that short period of time, we've just great strides, and just amazing strides.
As a human resources executive, how rare is it to have a waiting list for employees, especially in the midst of a workforce crisis?
Well, I would say it's extremely rare. I've worked for several other large corporations, and we didn't have a waiting list, right? We looked at every outside-the-box type of recruiting we could do. And I think it's, you know, just being authentic, respectful, all those people first programs that we put in place. And like Rich said, it's the culture. You walk into the environment and you feel it. And it's just an amazing sense.
Richard, you have responsibility, as we noted a moment ago, for operations. What's the vision for the company? What's the vision for growth at this time?
So as a company, we are growing. We're doubling our sales year over year. And we're in the middle of an expansion. We've just completed our new freezer project, in which we are now transporting all of our finished product over to our freezer, which is located right on our property. And we have a $10 million capital project for expansion within the plant as well. So we're growing from 2 burrito lines to 4 burrito lines, and from expanded kitchen capabilities to new products. Our R&D kitchen is growing. We have our own R&D kitchen right on site. We have a chef that comes in from California to develop new recipes every 2 weeks, and the entire complex is growing.
Well, JB and I want to thank you for the samples. They were outstanding, and we want to endorse for all our listening audience, get to Hy-Vee, get to your local store, and find the Red's burritos, because they are fantastic. I'm particularly fond of the breakfast sandwiches. I'm more a breakfast sandwich guy than a burrito guy. Is that normal, or is it 50-50? What's the response so far?
It is 50-50. I think we have a lot of folks who love the burritos and the different flavors and the offerings we have, as well as the breakfast sandwiches. And we're getting a lot of new requests for new breakfast sandwiches as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, when you can start your Saturday morning on Grow Sioux Land enjoying a Red's, what's the title? Egg Witch?
Correct.
I'm telling you, that's the way to kick off your morning. We often talk about, hope you have a donut, a Danish, a cup of coffee or hot cocoa, but from now on, we're talking about Red's All Natural Egg Witches, because they're the bomb. Pam, in the last few minutes that we have this morning, if someone's interested in joining your team, although there's a waiting list, if they'd like to become a part of Red's, or they've heard great things about the company, where can they go to learn more and potentially apply to join the team?
Definitely. We would love them to just come on out and see us. 803 North Derby Lane. They're more than welcome to come out, see us at any time. We have a Red's website. They're more than welcome to go out and look at redsallnatural.com, and it tells us all about Red's. They can actually contact us through that as well. Or they can actually call us as well. And that's 605-799-1301.
So 605-799-1301 if you'd like more information, or you may visit them at 803 North Derby Lane in North Sioux City, South Dakota. Richard Kinniger, the Director of Operations, Pamela Helt, the Human Resources Manager, thanks so much for spending part of your Saturday with us on Grow Sioux Land.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be back with more next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.